T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is Thanksgiving 2021. My name is Susie Jones, and I am grateful for you. I'm grateful for WCCO Radio. 25 years, put my kids through college, took care of me through thick and thin, and I am eternally grateful to this radio station. 651-461-9226. We're asking folks what they're grateful for and what's hard today. A texter writes in, "It's my fourth Thanksgiving without my husband." She says she dipped her toe into the dating world just before COVID and met an amazing guy. She said she's having dinner with a small group of friends, the larger clan tomorrow, cooking with a big dopey grin and thankful heart for second chances. Wow. I know a family that is very grateful this morning, and we're very happy to have them with us on our newsline, Stephanie Dwyer and her mother. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And I should say bonjour to Lise.
Yes, bonjour.
Bonjour. So, Stephanie, why don't you start and tell us your story? You just got married. And your mother is from Quebec, and kind of why is this such a special Thanksgiving for you?
Well, I mean, with the plans changed pretty quickly when we kind of figured out that last Christmas, I couldn't go back to Canada and expect to come back. So we had to switch how we were going to do the immigration visa, because yes, Canadians do need to go through that process as well. And so after we got married, I basically came here, and we're supposed to be together for about 2 months. But with COVID restrictions, we decided that I was going to stay. So I pretty much left everything behind in Canada. And then my parents did a road trip as soon as the border opened up, and put my life in the back of their truck and just road tripped from good old Gatineau, Quebec, which is right near Ottawa, so the capital of Canada. So we're very, very grateful to finally be together for about 2 weeks, and for Connor to spend time with them too. It's very special.
So you are having the meal. Kind of talk about the day.
Yes. So today I'm making a casserole, and then we are going over to Sean's family, and then we have a great day, and they have a Brittany Spaniel, and they pretty much fell in love with each other, which kind of hilarious. But we're all going to be together as a family with Connor's family and mine, and just eat and talk and tell stories and just really soak in every minute of family time that we can.
How hard was it for you to be apart?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I think a lot of I'm not going to lie, mental health is something that I'm a big advocate for, and so depression is something that I've battled with. And that doesn't help when, you know, your support system is only your husband. So it was very, very hard for me. And I know my father and my mom, it was very difficult for them when they got here. The embrace was pretty tearful of joy, not of sadness. But my father and my mother came in the door, and my mom yelled, and we hugged, and my dad and I hugged for about what felt like an eternity. And I was okay with it. And tears in our eyes. So it definitely was very hard to be apart, because I live 2 minutes away from them back home. So we would be together pretty much every day, just walking together, doing different activities. So going from being with my best friends all the time to, you know, essentially just having FaceTime or phone calls for almost a year. It's very hard. Yeah, over a year. It's very difficult.
Lise, what about you? You share? I know you are French and French Canadian.
I am bilingual. Yeah, French Canadian, but we do. I start talking English fairly young in age. So, but when I saw Stephanie, oh my gosh, I took her in my arms and I just didn't want to let go. I didn't want to let go. And then when I saw my son-in-law, I gave him a big hug. But then I touched him and I said, "You're real. You are real." Because we saw them. We were together more than a year ago for their wedding in September. And we took a chance to come down, my husband and I, for their wedding. And it was a civil wedding. So we came down only for 5 days. And when I say taking chances, because of COVID, we were basically traveling. Yeah, traveling and saying, you know, if they change rules, then we have to go with it. But we were so happy that we did that.
Yeah.
But 5 days is not long to be with you know, people you love. And then a year and something goes by, and now we're together. And we connected with the family-in-law. Within that 5 days, we met everybody, and
everyone
we just connected
along.
Right away. Yeah. Yeah. It's like we knew each other. And, yeah. So,
well, we're
very
so
happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to share your story of gratitude and love. And, you know, what would you say to people who are, you know, on this day when there is this togetherness and love? What would you say about how important it is for you, and what message do you have for others?
Live the present, like
be present.
Be present. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. You're
be present and enjoy the moment and embrace.
Yeah, ground yourself. Just
embrace every and for the memories that you're gonna
make. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, I had to do long distance with Connor. So I had a choice to make when I came here between not seeing my husband and my puppy for almost a year, or my family and my friends. And of course, you make the choice that is more logical in that situation. But even FaceTime, you know, make your own traditions, create new ones, and just really bask in the joy and the present. And when we say present, it's, you know, don't be on your phone. Put your phone down. I've been doing that for the last few months, and it really does. It's refreshing to really be present with your family. And yeah, you can take pictures and all of that, but what's important is living in the, like, now, and not really waiting for the future to happen for you guys to do those things.
That's awesome. Well, we really appreciate you coming on with us.
Yeah.
I have to say, Stephanie, that your father-in-law, Sean Dwyer, was my news director when I worked at Channel 19 in La Crosse, Wisconsin, WXOW. I don't know if
that's
people.
That's so cool.
Yes, and it's funny because I started in television. It's just the TV station down there. And Sean said, "I got a story for you." And I said, "Okay." And he said, "But I haven't asked Connor yet if he's in for it." So,
like, to me.
yes. So happy to have you, and have a wonderful day. Enjoy each other immensely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and everyone that's listening.
Yes.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
All right. That is Stephanie Dwyer and her mother, Lise Comtois. And they are sharing their story of finally being together on this Thanksgiving for the first time in 2 years, and what it's like to have that kind of warmth surrounding them. We're inviting you to text. We're shifting from "Why are you up?" because hopefully people are up now. It's about 8:27. 651-461-9226. This texter writes, "I'm home alone, but I'm all right. I'm grateful for the memories of growing up on the farm with my parents and cousins. A lot of good memories to reflect on today. Happy Thanksgiving, Susie." That is perfect. And we are going to have a break right now for some news and some weather and more of your text. Plus, we're going to talk to a little special guest for you. We're not going to tell you, a little special guest for you coming up at 8:50 here on WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.